calendar is on here, but we don't actually have anything on the consent calendar. But let me tell you, I think the consent calendar is a really good idea. And this means that when somebody comes up with something they want this board to vote on that they think maybe most people or maybe everybody could agree on, they propose that it's put on the consent calendar. When the meeting actually takes place, if there are a number of items on the consent calendar, we can vote them all up or down as we choose. But we get rid of a whole bunch of items that way. And if there is something on the consent calendar that you disagree with, you can pull it off the consent calendar and have it put on the regular agenda. This is something that we used very effectively in a union that I was a member of for many years that was a very contentious situation. And it really helped speed meetings along. So I just want to suggest that we think about it. That's the only reason it's on the agenda. It's something to think about. Go ahead. Yes. When you come to the meeting, if there's something on the consent calendar that you think needs to have full discussion and should not be voted up or down, you can pull it off the consent calendar and put it on the regular agenda. Richard.
I just want to say, we've been doing this for years up here. So,
okay.
And the basic, I mean, it's sort of like, just so everybody, if one person says, I don't like it, it goes to new business, and then you get to new business.
Okay, good. All right. So we don't have anything on the consent calendar tonight, but think about it for the future, okay? Thank you. Craig wants to say something.
Yeah, hi. I just have a brief housekeeping item. I'm getting up to speed on the web pages, and one of the things I want to do is post people's terms of office, so that's clear. I want to update the list of board members. So I'm going to pass this list around with my best guess, and if you could just take a look at it and verify its accuracy and, you know, just initial it so I know that you've, you know, looked at it, that would be great. Okay, thanks a lot.
The other thing is we can take the item number 13, approve the agenda, off, because we already did that early when we met earlier. All right. I'm trying to reduce our time here. Okay. We're still waiting. They're counting. No, we had one. That got moved. Take that off. Yeah. Okay. Well, I said sing. Does anybody want to sing? Nobody wants to sing.
No. Let's move on.
We can't.
We can't until.
All right. We're still in the delegates meeting.
Well, I move to suspend the rules and proceed.
Stop. Hold on. Let me just say, Craig printed up all the resolutions that were forwarded by email to the KPFA LSB list. So these are being passed around, and they would. If they appeared on your agenda, which they should, they would appear after the motion from Mal Bernstein. So you can write in, as I did, other resolutions. So, okay, because at the time I prepared the agenda, we only had one resolution.
Yes. Still in this meeting, what about PNB committees?
Okay. Someone needs to explain to me. Sasha and I had a conversation about this. It's my understanding that we have to wait for the PNB to appoint. That's not true. Okay, then I misunderstood. Would somebody like to explain to me about the PNB committees? Okay, Tracy. Have a microphone.
There's no reason why we can't proceed with electing our PNB committee members. The LSB elects their own members, two to each committee. The PNB will elect PNB members. The two processes are separate. It is likely that the committees will not be meeting actively until at least early February, but we don't know for sure. And, of course, if members of this LSB could participate in them sooner rather than later, that would be a good thing. Any PNB delegate from this LSB cannot be collected by the LSB to a PNB committee. So it would be non-PNB delegates. And that's pretty much it. And if we need a list of committees, we could probably put that together with Andrea.
Oh, no. We have a list of LSB committees. We don't have a list of the PNB.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys... Tell us what the PNB committees are.
There's governance. You're on governance. You want to talk about?
I thought you were. Oh, well, you're a finance?
Well, don't worry about what she's on. Okay,
start from the beginning. Audit.
Governance. Pardon me, stop. What is governance?
The mic.
What is governance, please?
Let's try this again. Audit.
Me if I missed something. Audit supervises the annual financial audit. Oversees, supervises, provides oversight, etc. Governance has to do with policy and procedure for how the boards and the foundation run. Finance is irrelevant because the representative is our treasurer, and she's already been seated.
Personnel
doesn't have local members.
It doesn't.
Programming
does.
Would have two members. Archives. Affiliates. Am I leaving anything out?
Well,
Andrea?
My little
sexism and racism. I knew I was leaving something.
Sexism and discrimination.
Correct.
Right.
And technology.
Except, am I correct, there will be no elections this year?
There
is
still an elections committee.
Okay, thank you.
Nonetheless. And ideally, we would have two members of this board sit on each of those.
Good Lord. Okay. Pardon me. Technology and elections. Okay. So here's the list that I...
Racism, sexism.
I got it. So let me tell you what I have on my list. Audit, governance, finance, we don't need to talk about. Programming. Huh? Yes, the local treasurer.
And one PMB member. That's the way the committee's going.
And one PMB member. Okay. Again, audits, audit governance, programming, archives, affiliates, sexism, racism, and discrimination, technology, and elections. Anybody disagree with that list? Got more names to add? How do we want to go about this? Is any member of the LSB eligible? It doesn't require the one-year membership or any of that? Okay. My personal favorite would be to have people volunteer. How many? We get two people on every committee?
You get two, so I would ask for volunteers.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Who wants to be on the audit committee? I knew that would be a really popular one. You guys. Okay. I'm moving on. Governance. No? You're volunteering. I know.
Bogus stuff that takes place occasionally in the organization's books, and the audit committee oversees it.
Okay. Do I have a volunteer for the audit committee? Volunteer for the audit. All right, I'm coming back to that. Okay, governance. Any volunteers for the governance committee? Richard Phelps is volunteering to be on governance. And Mal Bernstein. That's two. Any more? Any others? Good, okay. Pace yourselves, people. Okay. Programming. Is anybody volunteering to be? Okay. Hunmi wants to be on. Hunmi. And who else? Anybody else on programming? Another volunteer for programming? David Gans. Okay. Archives. Tell me, what is the
archive?
Hunmi Kim, right there. And David Gans. Okay. Who volunteered? What does the archives committee do? Thank you.
That's a neat idea.
Okay.
Keep them together. Concerned about the digital programming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure that it doesn't sink or float.
Any technology. Volunteers for the archive committee?
No, I just want to clarify.
Go ahead, Henry.
Clarify. My understanding, at least, is that the archives committee deals with the Pacifica archives that are physically in L.A. and does
not the local.
Not the archiving of local programming.
Right. Got it. Okay. Thank you. Affiliates.
I'm volunteering for affiliates.
Okay. Okay, Cynthia. Anybody else? All right. Sexism, racism, and discrimination, and we know that Andrea and Hunmi, okay. And technology, we have any volunteers for the technology committee? Henry. And I want to volunteer for the elections committee. Anybody else want to volunteer for the elections committee? Anthony Fest, any other volunteers? Okay, so still hanging out there, waiting for your opportunity to have fun on a national level, is the audit committee, the archives committee, and one more person on affiliates and technology. So think about it. Keep it in mind. We'll now hear the results of the election.
I don't know what they are.
Oh, he doesn't know what
they count.
I can give you the results.
Oh.
Oh, thank you. Brian did the here, give him my
Okay, for the staff election, there were only two candidates, and it was very close, but Laura Privis won. Okay. And for the listener election, the 12 to 11, Privis over.
Okay.
And for the listener election, the winners were Andrea Turner, Tracy Rosenberg, and Dan Siegel, with Akio Tanaka coming in next, and Pamela Drake as the second alternate.
Okay.
Oh, you're right.
So
no alternates.
Let me just do it again. Of the listener candidates were Laura Privis and Anthony Fest. The staff candidates were Laura Privis and Anthony Fest. Laura Privis was elected. The listener candidates were. The elected rank was Andrea Turner, Dan Siegel, Tracy Rosenberg, and Akio Tanaka was the first runner-up, and Pamela Drake was the second runner-up. Is that correct?
Except that Tracy came in a little bit ahead of Dan.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, so it's Andrea Turner, Tracy Rosenberg, Dan Siegel. Is that what you know?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Elections Committee. Thank you, Brian, very much. Okay. The chair is ready to... unless there's any more business we should take up as a delegate assembly, the chair is ready to enter... Does anyone have any other business we should deal with as a delegate assembly? All right, so the chair is ready to entertain a motion that we adjourn. Okay, a second for that?
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Henry. Now it's time to reconvene as the LSB. And so here we go. We are now at
should
the...
Should we give acceptance speeches first?
No. But maybe... I don't know. Do people... No, nothing. Okay. We're just going to forge ahead. I realize some of you may need a little break, but you'll just have to live with it. The next item on the agenda is to approve the minutes. The minutes are before you, and I will ask, are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? These minutes were also emailed to board members some time ago. So, Richard.
Hold on.
I'm sorry, Richard. I don't understand what you're saying.
The substance of the motion should be there next to the vote. Because otherwise, you see a vote about the topic, and you don't know actually what the language of it was voted up or down.
Okay. Let me give the secretary an option.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Several of the motions from the last meeting were lengthy, and those will be included with the final posted minutes, after this is approved. They were too lengthy. We already have copies of them. they were too lengthy to include in the draft, but they will be posted. Yeah, absolutely.
I wasn't trying to blame you.
No. But no, it's.
We'll need to send them in electronically so you can just transfer them all.
Yeah, no, it'll all be part of the record. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Seeing none, the chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Thank you. All right. So now we are ready for the treasurer's report.
Okay. Well, Barbara needs a microphone.
Here you go.
Hello, everybody. I guess you know that I'm very new at this. And I'm sure you're aware of how complicated the bookkeeping system is for the whole Pacifica scene. And I am diligently searching out all the things I need to know. And Tracy distributed, she's not right here right now, but she distributed to a few people who had been asking her. She's been on the National Finance Committee for some time. She distributed recently a couple of documents, and I felt that one of them was interesting to bring tonight, and that's a preliminary fiscal result statement for the closing of the fiscal year at last September 30th. And I look forward to the time when we can bring more timely timely reports, more current reports. There are a few things here that, in speaking with Maria today, she wanted me to be able to interpret to you all. Here's some more copies if we need them.
How long is this document?
It's 4 pages, but it's really only 2 pages of numbers, money. And then there are 2 pages of percentages. I'm not going to address the percentages. You guys can, you know, use this as your bedtime reading. But one thing that Maria wanted me to, and if anybody is not familiar, Maria is the business officer at KPFA. And this, of course, has a summary for all the stations and for the Pacifica National Office, for the Pacifica Radio Archives. And then the right-hand column is the total. And these are in 100,000 numbers here. One thing that is in this bottom bunch of figures about expenses, telephone, insurance, office rent, and so on, is the depreciation figure. And that is the amount that certain equipment that all the stations and the foundation own depreciates in value. So it gets added into the expenses looking like money that you've spent, but it is not. It has to appear there because it relates to the balance sheet, which is another big summary that we don't have here. And so when you look at the expenses, you should be subtracting that $115,500 from the subtotal of administrative expenses and from the board and administrative expenses. That's just one little thing about this report when you're looking at it that you should keep in mind. Also, In the words that describe these categories, there's many of the copies, maybe not all of them, there's a big underline under elections, because that figure there in that line item is all the elections. It says board and elections expenses, but in this particular report, this is all elections. Well, it's under the board, of course, has some responsibility for this. What I'm saying is this is all elections costs.
For each station, that's how much the elections for renting the room tonight?
This is not about tonight, this room, this
well,
report.
It's about the year 2010. And the board expenses for the year, isn't it? Including room rentals last year. So it's not all election.
I don't actually know where the you're picking one kind of expense out of here, and.
Well, you said the board and the election expenses have nothing to do with the board. They're all the election because there are no board expenses, and I'm pointing out that the board does have some expenses.
Like national board members traveling.
This is the. Mm-hmm.
That's in here.
Is that
in this?
It's right under board and administrative.
Let me make a suggestion. I want to suggest that Barbara finish her report and that we ask for questions and that people then ask for questions. So if you have a question, make a note, and then we'll come back and deal with the questions, okay? So go ahead, Barbara.
There are a lot of things under other administrative which are not explained in this report, and perhaps what you're asking about, Sasha, is in that total. I don't have a breakdown of what the other administrative expenses are, but Maria assured me that this figure in that line item, which ends up with a total of $391,100, was expenses for elections. And I will try to get some more clarification on that for another meeting. Then I have one other short report. And I'm very sorry, I don't have enough copies to spread it far and wide. But if anybody wants a copy of this, I will get it for you later. You could tell me by signing on the back. This is a report about the recent fundraising drive. And I asked for some breakdown figures from the data manager.
How many pages in this report?
This is a one-page thing. And
is it page 4 or what?
No, it's a one-page thing, and I'm sorry, there's just a half a dozen or so, but
okay.
If people want to tell me, I'll make sure you get a copy.
Sure.
Or as we pass one around, somebody could sign their name on the back and make sure it gets back to me. I'll get you a copy. This breaks down the money that was received in various categories, and everybody knows, I think, by now, that the fundraising raised a total amount of $363,778.93. You can. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you either, but I'll tell you some highlights.
Yeah, you have to share.
Yeah, and it breaks down certain types of income that came in. In other words, the largest amount out of that $363,778 was additional gifts. In other words, gifts by people who already give to the station. That was $141,316. Renewals was the next largest category. It was $106,397. And rejoins, I guess those are people that have been away for a while, was $57,000. 88. It is very good. And then he gave me some figures about how much was pledged on air and how much for website. And 302,000 was on air and 61,000 was over the website. Then there are ways that people paid, lump sum payments. In other words, not breaking it down in any way, was almost 333,000. Installment plans was $28,500. EFT plans, now this is one of my favorites, is electronic funds transfer. And for those of you who attended a fundraising training that Andrea Pritchard set up, we found out that getting people to make a commitment where it comes in every month, is one of the best ways to increase the funding for a nonprofit. And I myself was answering the phone when one of our constant attendees here called in and wanted to sign up for an EFT. I don't know if you know, Daniel, that I was the one that took your call. And that, however, was a small amount, $2,430. However, it is the kind of thing where it's going to put a person like you on a list where those of us on the fundraising committee are going to be talking to you at some point about, well, now maybe you can bump it up a little.
$2,500.
Well, we'll see. Anyway, there were, now the credit cards, I want to talk to you about that a little bit. But credit card money that comes in is always very exciting because the programmers say, oh boy, that's the one that's already here. However, I hate to tell you that the credit card fulfillment rate on this report was 88.9%, which means that some people's credit card donations bounce. And it doesn't, the credit card donations don't have any better return rate than what the return rate is that we count on when we're budgeting in general. It is surprising.
What about checks?
That there is a recovery rate for all the payments listed here on this sheet, so I won't go through all of that. And just as one last thing, the people who requested premiums, the donations that came in that category were 308,781, and the people who donated with no premiums, requesting no premium, was about 55,000, a little, almost 55,000. So there are other figures here that if you want to analyze this to death, it's of interest. And so please make sure, if you want to have a copy of this, to let me know. And I'd like to tell you that I've been attending the Finance Committee meetings, and it takes a lot of stamina. I think that this organization does struggle with the relationship between the different entities that are making budgets and approving budgets, and I look forward to somehow contributing to improving that process. I'm not quite sure what that'll be. Maybe Tracy can enlighten you. She's been on the Finance Committee for a long time. That's the end of my report.
Okay, I'm going to give you all an opportunity to ask Barbara questions for a few minutes, but I want to point out that there's a chair here, and one of those poor souls, and there's two chairs here, actually. So one of you poor souls who's standing in the hallway should feel welcome to come in and sit in this chair or in that chair back there. Okay?
Madam
come,
chair.
If
Madam
you want.
Chair.
Don't... There's a chair right here and a chair back in this corner. Okay. And now I'll let Barbara call on the people who want to ask her questions, and we'll spend a few minutes asking questions.
I just want to ask that if you want to have your questions and comments on the recording, which is my responsibility, please take the microphone.
Got it.
When you talk.
Okay. Okay, Barbara.
You guys, I'm probably going to say I don't know yet to a lot of these things, but please, go ahead.
What is the difference between an installment plan and an EFT plan? I noticed both of them show a very low fulfillment rate. I assume those people, are they mailed bills and not paid, for example, on the installment plan? Is the EFT
plan?
Well,
the EFT plan, for instance, is where you are. It's coming in monthly, and so the figure that's committed is perhaps for the year, and that recovery rate figure is going to go down.
Well, 2% seems awfully low, even if you take it as a 12th of the year. But maybe they haven't been charged yet when this report was run.
Yeah. Well, they're not. They're going to be charged monthly.
All right. Well, wouldn't the first month be charged immediately upon?
No, it's the month after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And as far as installment plans.
Are those people that
that's,
they send
that's
them a
when
bill
people
each
call
month?
Up and they say, I want to donate $120 and please take it out over 10 months.
Okay. And that oftentimes is credit card or
yeah.
EFT, actually,
right.
But it's
Well, EFT is not a credit card.
Right.
It's your bank account.
Right.
You tell them
okay,
you're...
Yeah. Okay, so it's credit card. Okay, I was trying to figure out what the mm-hmm. difference was there. Okay, thank you.
And yes, as pledges come in, then, you know, the amount, the minus figures showing here change, and the recovery rate goes up.
I want to ask people to stop the side chatter, and we'll get through this.
Okay, Andrea.
Thank you. I have one comment and one question. My question is if you have any thoughts, if we have any accounting of the crafts fair, of the expenses and the income generated by the crafts fair.
Maybe next time we can do that.
I would love to get that information. Mm-hmm. It is a point of
actually, I would like to have a much larger
conversation
report.
About that, yeah.
No, a report, and the crafts fair is part of that.
Great. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
And my comment is just, for those of us who've been interested in the fundraising community outreach, is just to notice that while we keep having our minds on those big dollar donors, which some leads to some kind of sometimes a little moral consternation, I do notice that the small pledges
mm-hmm.
under $100 are not very large, and that's an interesting opportunity to outreach and to build the station in a different way.
Well, actually, I didn't go into those figures at the very bottom of the report, but the range of $100 to $250. There was almost $200,000 raised for pledges of that amount.
But lower than that is
mm-hmm.
the folks. Just my point is that some people have said, well, what if we had a campaign that was like really focused on $25 or $50 membership and just mm-hmm. go for that and tell people we're going for the, you know. Yeah, it's just we're looking for areas to kind of squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or
yes.
The new ones, right.
Andrea?
Yeah, just two things, because hopefully they can we can clean up some of these line item accounts so that they can be a little bit clearer in terms of defining, like the other administrative. I go along with that for you to ask about that, and we could get a better understanding of what that means.
Oh.
Also, yeah.
This
also
is extremely abbreviated.
I know.
But you wouldn't believe how many pages there
but
are.
But even looking at the other reports, there's always mm-hmm. been some other questions I've always had, because I deal with budgets too. The other thing is, do we have salary savings, administrative costs? You know, some staff have been on board, off board, and usually there's a cushion there that we have in terms of, can we get some clarity once we find out about
I think this will be evident in longer reports that I hope to give at the next meeting or maybe the one after that.
And our service charge, central services.
Mm-hmm.
If we get a better understanding of the percent of that. So if we get clarity on that, we'll be cooking. And how much are we in the
Those
hole?
Those things are all in the longer reports that
okay.
I've seen.
It'll show like how much we're in the hole for central services and what we have to pay or not
mm-hmm.
pay. Okay. Yeah, because we do need to have that clarity. In terms
you
of
need a whole
owe,
lot of information.
What we
actually.
Owe, to the for administrative costs, and truly like how much in the hole we are, and
mm-hmm.
maybe start talking about how each of us can raise $2,500 per person here at the table. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, but something like that.
Mm-hmm. Jack.
Thank you, Barbara. A couple of points of information, being a new kid on the block. PNO is Pacifica National Office.
Correct.
And PRA?
Pacifica Radio Archives.
Pacifica Radio Archives. So if I'm reading this correctly, the Pacifica National Office has $568,000 in salary and $107,000 in health benefits, and $65,000 in other. Am I correct about that?
And the other in that under salaries and benefits is taxes that are paid, employment taxes.
That's the other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would it be possible to get, in addition to the organizational chart of KPFA that Armit is working on, an organizational chart of the Pacifica National Office, so that we get some kind of idea as to where that money is going. Is mm-hmm. that within your ability to give?
That is something that I think you all need as well. I think not only do we need an organization chart for Pacific, for the radio station, but for the whole network. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's my picture.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Especially if we know one.
Okay, maybe we'll take two more questions and then we'll go on.
That's the microphone.
Yeah, really.
We're a little short of hardware tonight.
It's not really a question. It's just sort of, I guess, an answer to what Jack was asking for, which is the job categories at the Pacifica National Office. It's only 8 or 9 people, so it's pretty easy to do. Executive Director, CFO. You have 3 accountants, Efren, Lynn, and who? You have the Administrative Assistant, Christine Kniera. You have Ursula Rudenberg, who coordinates the affiliates program. You have John Almella, who is the technical director, and Otis McClay, who's the assistant technical director or something like that. So you've got 2 tech people, an affiliates coordinator, 3 accountants, an executive director, and an administrative employee. The HR director position is no longer filled. So that will come down.
Yeah. Okay. We also have consultants, okay, and such as your lawyer.
You do have a counsel, yes. He's not an employee, though.
Yeah, but he's a contract. We need to see the full picture.
Okay,
all right. Where the money goes. Any
okay.
contract.
Hold
I'm
on.
Sorry.
Hold on. I think Dave was...
This is not a question. This is a new piece of information I learned today. I'm in the process of planning the... my annual marathon Grateful Dead thing for February. And one of the outfits I was speaking to asked a very interesting question. Do you have any plan to collect donations by text message? And it's like a whole new horizon of fundraising because I've given so much money to Haiti and other places by text. And it's different from, you can't capture the same kind of information as you do when people call and do credit cards and stuff, but I expect to pull in a lot of money that day by just asking people to go to their phone. Wow. I mean, to hit their cell phone. So I think we should keep, develop that idea as a really nice new horizon. We have looked into it? Good. I want to know more. Of course.
I think Akio has a question, and that's the end of this part of the agenda. Okay.
Well, it's not really a question per se, but I just did a little calculation on the budget. Okay. And what I did was for the 5 stations, I just divided what the percentage of the expenses were as opposed to revenue. And the surprising thing is that for KPFK, KPFT, WBN, WPFW, the number comes to 45%, and then KPFA comes to 65%. And so I think it's something that we should make a note of and say, okay, how can we sort of out of line with the other 4 stations?
You're just looking at the expenses?
The total salaries divided by the revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Barbara, very much. We look forward to future reports from our treasurer. And as she said at the beginning, if you want copies of any of these things, let her know and she'll get them to you. Okay? Are we ready to move on? Okay. We are now at the point of committee reports. The PNB. Who wants to make a PNB report? Andrea, are you ready? Can you make a PNB report?
Yes, we're having a PMB meeting tomorrow night. I think we're on call, right? And everybody is there are other networks members. They're voting also, I think, for PMB members. So, That's happening tonight. Some people are also, what is it? We have to have a real format on how we do this. Yeah, KPFK, they're electing, aren't they? But New York, we're the last, okay, to do it. Right, and we're going to be meeting in February. Right, and it's not, but I'm not clear on the exact date, whether it's going to be the last of February or the first of February. In Houston, it is 23rd of February. We're almost there. Our budget, and I'm going to leave that up to you. Our budget hasn't been approved yet. Okay. What committee? You want to give an update on that?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
If you're done.
Yeah, right.
Okay, cool.
Definitely.
We'll make it eventually.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Our budget.
Whoops. It doesn't seem to be on.
It means you got to come on this side. It works over here.
Wait. That sounds better. Okay. All right. Four of the five Pacifica stations have elected their PNB delegations. Washington did so last night. Do people want to hear the names, or is that too much information? Okay, it's too much information. Washington did last night. Los Angeles did about a week ago. They have some contention on their staff election. It's possible that they may redo just that part of it. There was apparently some confusion, and they had people on the ballot that weren't eligible, and people said they were confused and didn't know who to vote for, so they might be redoing it. Houston did so about a week ago with no contention, and we just did tonight. New York will be doing so on the 19th.
No contention?
We did. Yay for us. And on the 19th, New York will be announcing the results. The new PNB will be seated by teleconference on the 21st, and the in-person meeting will be held in February in Houston. I think the weekend is February 25th, 26th, 27th. It's the last Friday, Saturday, Sunday in February, whatever those dates are. And that will be the three-day meeting. And it was postponed from the planned time in January to save some bucks. You wanted me to address the budget? KPFA's budget was passed November 5th at the PNB meeting. WBAI, WPFW's budget have passed the Finance Committee and will more than likely be approved tomorrow night. KPFK is still in a scenario where expenses are outstripping projected revenues. The Finance Committee is actually meeting tonight, although I couldn't stay to try to resolve that in time for tomorrow. They have similar problems to the problems that our budget process had. Okay. They had a big gap, and there's lots of contention about how to resolve that gap. And Texas's budget passed a million years ago.
Yeah,
so we hope to get all three remaining budgets passed tomorrow night. Whether or not we will succeed, you know, we'll have to see. But I hope so. Other than that, there's a couple of things on the agenda tomorrow relating to membership in the foundation and the structuring of the affiliates task force, and most of that is governance-type stuff, and I'm not quite sure how much, if any, of it we're going to get to.
Tracy, what does membership in the foundation mean?
Mm-hmm. It means that there are some parties on the PNB who are concerned about employees who are fired with cause returning to serve on the foundation boards. They feel that they might be expressing some anger towards the foundation, and that might not be the best thing in the world. The motions are contentious. I'm not at all sure that they'll pass. For what it's worth, I'm not supporting them. But they are on the agenda for tomorrow, so I just thought I would give you guys a heads up. I don't know where Andrea stands on them, but I can tell you where I stand.
I'm sorry.
I stand on the opposite side of where she stands.
Oh,
no,
I don't.
On this, really?
Not on this one. Okay. Let me ask. This is the motion that I saw on a PMB agenda. I can't see Tracy, but this was a motion that I saw on a PMB agenda a few weeks ago that talked about people who had been terminated not being able to serve on local station boards. Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. Are there any other questions about the PMB report? Dan.
Yeah, I do, too.
Well, you know, this isn't a question, but Tracy's comment actually suggested to me that it would be a good thing to expect the PNB delegates to include as part of their report pending issues, not as though the station board can actually, by vote, direct them how to vote, but certainly advice from the station board, as a PNB member, would be very welcome, and I think it would be appropriate for us to have the obligation of reporting back each month. Yeah. Not just report, but this is what's coming up. What does everybody think?
Mm-hmm. That would be good. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, Andrea.
Since Tracy was on the finance, let me understand this. From finance, this budget that we have in front of us, Tracy, is that the one that's pretty much passed the same, this budget, or is it another one? The proposed.
That's not the budget.
Okay. All right. So how does this, the budget that was passed, can we get copies?
That's one of the things I said.
Yeah, we need copies.
It's posted on the KPFA website.
Okay. So everybody could go there to get that because I really have questions on that.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Okay. Next committee is fundraising. You want to do it? Okay. The one microphone on that side of the table is coming. I just think there's an unequal distribution.
Doesn't matter. So fundraising. So we met on the 29th of December, and we basically we're still in the kind of a fact-finding state of mind. We're trying to get the donor list. We are, I'm sorry, I wasn't totally ready for that. We're developing talking points. What we did a little bit of role-playing. What we're trying to get to a point is that if we have a donor list, and we're looking at high-dollar donors, we're trying to get ourselves in a situation where we can invite them, call somebody up and say, hey, we couldn't help but notice that you pledged a lot of money last year. Wouldn't you like to come on over to Margie's house for a little pastries and coffee, and we can talk about community radio, and we could let you know why it's so important for you to even deepen your commitment, et cetera. So we're going to play with it. We're going to pursue that strategy a bit. David was talking about the possibility of some like micro fundraisers. I think we talked a little bit about possibly doing a joint venture with the Freight and Salvage, and maybe trying to have some kind of, you know, it's sort of outreach and fundraising. It's not necessarily, you know, what we were advised that the most effective way of fundraising is not events, but that outreach and fundraising can you know, be dynamic,
blossom.
Can blossom. And our next meeting is January 19th at 5:30. Everybody is certainly welcome, encouraged to attend. I'm sorry?
Yes.
And that will be at the station. We've been meeting at the station in a little conference room. And so hopefully by that time, we will have had an opportunity to get a copy of the donor list. We will have talking points ready to be discussed.
And Phil Osegueda and Chris Stelic will be attending that meeting. They've both committed to attending the meeting. 5:30 on Thursday, Wednesday, yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, any questions about the fundraising committee? You all are free to join, yes?
Yeah. The donor list. What donor list? Are you talking about the national donor list?
The KPFA list. Well, we have to talk to Phil and Chris about that. Yeah.
All right, yeah.
We kind of want to analyze it a little bit, look how many people we might be talking about.
I just didn't know. Yeah. The national always.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, moving on to personnel.
Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dan.
Well,
You know what occurs to me is something that you may want to think about or just mention. There are all these events that come up, like the Hillside Club in Berkeley. It's almost by accident that you find out about them. And I don't know if the attendance is considered good for these events or not, but certainly the outreach doesn't seem to be optimal.
We can talk about that when the outreach report back is.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. They're always full.
Yeah.
Are they?
They're always full. They're always full.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. Richard.
You can all be put on an email list that, so when they do those things, they send it out to you and tell you what's going on.
I get that.
So that way you know. So that way.
Right. Okay. All right. Are we ready to move on? Okay. Sharam, you want to give us a report from the Personnel Committee?
There's not much to report. I did follow the instructions by the board in terms of sending the job announcement for a program director to the HR director. Ahmad Anderson. His response was, and I think I shared that with you, Margie. His response was that, you know, he's going to run it by the GM, the incoming GM. And the last follow-up I had, actually, Ahmad sent an email around to me and Ahmed. Basically, Ahmed is going to take a look at it and make sure that's sort of in line with what he's looking for. And hopefully we can have the job announced fairly soon. I don't know exactly what kind of a timeline we are thinking, but I think, in my view, we should think of. I mean, I'll try to convene another program, the personnel committee meeting, fairly soon, to work on the questions, interview questions, and things like that. And that's what we did for the GM, and it worked out okay. Any questions? I'll be happy to answer.
Chair,
Richard.
I have a point of order. What happened to
public comment? We did it. I don't know where you were, but we did it. Ask those people. They all spoke. Okay. All four of them. Sharam, I have a question. What
else you got to say?
What's the situation with the development director?
Well, actually, that's something historically, the way it has been done, it's pretty much at purview of the GM. You know, he or she would actually go ahead and advertise the job, you know, through the HR office, and then basically they'll interview the candidates. In the past, what we used to have at the station was this hiring committees, which had members of the paid and unpaid staff in them, even though it was the GM who would make the final decision, but they were involved in actually going through their resumes and doing things like that. So I don't know if that practice is going to come back or not.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Sharam about the Personnel Committee? All right, we are ready to move on. Rich, we're to the KFCF. I'm sorry, Andrea.
Just wanted to give a quick report back from the Outreach Committee.
Oh, I forgot the Outreach. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, we did a little extra outreach in for outreachers, and we had some response. We had probably 10 or 12 people at the last outreach meeting, and a number of newcomers who came and checked it out. And we talked about that tabling opportunities. Right now, you know, we're trying to get people kind of we've come up with some procedures for how to get the table and get the literature and na 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 na. And we're going to be focusing on farmers markets for the next little while.
Nice.
That we want to go into the Oakland farmers markets and the Berkeley farmers markets and just kind of keep that steady. And what we're doing is we're trying to train outreachers how to do that stuff, get them used to talking to people. From there, we feel like we'll be able to go ahead and create a speakers bureau and begin to identify organizations and groups and so forth. You know, like even, you know, just a meeting before a meeting gets started, if we can organize in advance and have, and it would be great if LSB members would think about what, you know, your constituencies. Can you address the meeting for 10 minutes, explain, you know, what KPFA is, survey, maybe everybody's listening, maybe they're not. But pass out some stickers, be the happy, you know, promoter. It only takes 10 minutes, but that actually, word of mouth, it's probably going to take people a couple of times hearing about it before they actually tune in, but we all have an active role to play in that. So if you guys want to come to the next meeting, it's going to be on the 18th at 2022 Blake Street. I'll send out a notice, but we would love to have you come. And it really helps. It really inspires the volunteers when folks from the LSB come and they realize that this really is a high priority. That'll be 7 p.m.
And there's another...
And we did address, I'm sorry, we did address the Hillside Club issue, the issue of KPFA events that are happening that don't have benefit of either tabling, information, or even a promo. And we've got folks in the outreach. But if you want to help us do that, we really, really want that.
Thank you. And can I just add, too, there's a...
At this point, we want to have the outreach every 2 weeks, but we're also set to do the first Wednesday of every month. So just put that in your heads. Anyone you know, I mean, this is listener members as well. It doesn't have to be us here. And we have some people tonight at the event with the Economics of Happiness. So, yep.
Okay, now we're ready to move on to Fresno, right?
Right. Right. KFCF hasn't done a lot in the last month because of all the holidays, but I have a couple of things. Our board was reelected. The four people who are on the board who ran again were reelected. And a vacancy was filled with Mel Sanders, who's a host of Valley Black Talk on KFCF. We just compiled the numbers for the calendar year for KFCF. And one of the things that's kind of weird if you look at our fiscal year is we get our money from KPFA from the marathons, and it tends to come in weird lumps, like we may not see it for a couple of months. So then we suddenly get this big burst of money, and sometimes it'll end up in one fiscal year, sometimes it'll be in the next fiscal year. So if you look at the fiscal year numbers, it may look like we had a really great year this year, and last year we had almost, you know, a huge difference, but it was because maybe it got paid, you know, right on time at the beginning, at the end of the previous year, and then at the end of the year, nothing got paid, and it got moved into the next year. So it ends up being a little weird. So the calendar year I do is actually the money that was raised during the year. And we actually had a very good year. Our numbers for the last 3 years were 2008, we raised $162,000. 2009 is $185,000. And 2010 was $203,000. So we're increasing every year. Some of it's we've gotten a little bit better about hitting people up with renewal notices, which was when I came in, they weren't being done. Sending out end-of-year letters and some fundraising appeals for special projects. And we also, the New Stringer Fund is one of those. And we also implemented a car donation program like KPFA has, and that's been very successful for us. We raised $17,000 in car donations this last year, which is more than KPFA did. And as of the end of the year, we still had 8 vehicles pending that they hadn't picked up or hadn't auctioned off yet. So pretty good year for us. And I'm working to share with Chris and Maria what we're doing at KFCF on the car donation, because we actually are doing it through somebody that pays a higher percentage to us as part of it. And after we get that together, we're going to move it to the GM and see if we can maybe make more money for KPFA, and I'll share the promos we've been doing and other stuff for them, and hopefully help KPFA too. And KPFA did pay us for October 2010, so we're not feeling quite as strapped as we were. So that's the good news.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Are there any questions for Rich on that the KFCF report? All right. Go Fresno. Thank you very much. Okay. We're just like sailing through here. This is great. Okay. The next